Hey guys, welcome back to One of the Bros. Today I have a God damn it, Tommy. Shit! Can I use your real name? Okay, too late. Well, his name's Tommy. I have a special guest today. He's one of my friends. We've been best friends for 9 years now. We met in high school, so say something about yourself. Give the listeners something fun.
I like fire trucks.
Okay, great. So, Jesus. So a lot of you asked for me to have a male counterpart or co-host because you want a man's opinion. Why? I don't know. Apparently, it's very important to you.
Yeah, who wants a man's opinion these days?
I know. It's terrible. So I actually thought of some interview questions for him, and we are going to just jump into it. He has not heard them, so these are his actual answers. So, first question. What are your thoughts on casual sex and friends with benefits?
Oh, this is fun. I mean, I think, personally, I don't think it's very hard to accomplish. I have a 3 weeks rule that I've been practicing for a while. And basically, if anyone catches feelings, 3 weeks, no contact, usually fixes everything. And then you can either go back to doing what you were doing or go back to being friends. Either way, usually after 3 weeks, the feelings have resolved.
Okay, so then follow-up question to that question. Who do you think catches feelings faster, men or women?
I feel like whoever in between the two of them gets laid the least.
You think?
I think they catch feelings first.
I feel like it's women that catch feelings first, personally. I feel like women fuck with emotions and men fuck physically. I don't know if you agree, though.
Yeah, honestly, that might be true.
I just feel like, well, okay, I personally separate my emotions from sex. That is weird, probably, for a girl, but I think sex is physical for the most part. I don't really think it's that serious. I think it's only emotional if you actually like them. Do you know what I mean?
I haven't actually liked somebody that I fucked in quite a while, so I don't know.
Okay. Okay, question number two. Does body count matter to guys?
I don't think it does. I think frequency of getting STDs matters. I don't think anyone should care about how high your body count is. I think people should care if you're clean or not, and that's it.
So, like, a woman having a high body count, is that, like, technically unattractive? Because I dealt with that in, like, one of my other podcasts where one of the guys gave me shit for having, like, a higher body count than him. And he was like, well, that makes you kind of a slut. Like, do you think that's valid to, like, say that to someone or no?
I think that dude's a bitch.
I think he's mad because I get more laid than he does.
I get laid more.
God. Okay.
I'm trying to speak on this podcast.
English is not my first language.
Okay. Front row.
Okay. So then third question. I try to record under 20, so we're doing okay. We actually can slow this down a little bit. We're only at like not even 4 minutes. Okay. So as
I'm also not at 4 minutes.
Disturbing. So okay, good God. Okay, so next question, number three. Being a player or a fuckboy, or in my opinion, a fuckgirl, I don't know what I would be called. Like, what is a player? Am I still technically a player if I'm playing the game?
I don't really know. I think girls kind of get the short end of the stick. Guys call fuckboys and players and shit, and girls are usually just slapped with the slut tag.
Again, I think that guys just get mad that I might get laid more than they do. I don't know. I think some guys take it personally, like, if they're hooking up with a girl and, like, she's more experienced. But I feel like experience is more attractive because then you're more, like, more willing to do maybe kinkier shit or something like that. Does that make any sense?
I mean,
like, would you fuck a virgin?
Oh, no.
Why?
Virgins are fucking scary.
You take their virginity, I feel like they're attached to you forever.
Forever.
I've taken four. I've taken four virginities.
It is terrifying.
It's terrifying.
I took one, and it was terrible.
What is it like on the guy's end? Like, if you take a girl's virginity, like, for me, I don't really give a fuck, and I feel like the guy doesn't really get attached. I feel like he's just like, oh, like, sweet, I had sex. Like, dope.
If a guy has sex with a virgin, he's gonna go high-five all of his friends.
But does the girl get attached to you, or like, does that ever happen?
Yeah, no, they're gonna follow me around for a while.
Ew.
Very attached. It's okay. Scary.
Ew.
I do not recommend.
Okay, so don't fuck a virgin. If you are a virgin, listen to this. Fuck another virgin. I lost my virginity to a virgin, so.
I did not.
Okay. I feel like most guys don't lose their virginities to, like, virgins. I don't know if that's true.
I mean, if you lose in high school, you might be in a relationship. You might just be at a party or something. If you lose it in college, it's probably just to hook up the first week of freshman year.
And that is why I lost my virginity right before I went to college, because I didn't want to have a frat boy named Brad fucking me for 4 minutes terribly. That would have been
Say you never experienced that?
Oh, I definitely have. I'm just saying I didn't want to be my first time. Frat guys are notoriously bad in bed. Change my mind. Change my mind. Tell me that that's not true. Sorority girls, I feel like, might be a little bit more freaky. Frat guys are like, I'm going to fuck you so good. And then it literally just turns into 4 minutes of just like doggy. And like, that's it. And they're like, okay. And I'm like, okay, great. I felt nothing.
That's why you got to pace yourself. Don't start with doggy style.
What is your favorite position?
That is tough.
I know.
I'm a big fan of reverse cowgirl.
I just taught one of my friends reverse cowgirl for the first time. He's like, I've never done that before. And I was like, really? I'm like, have you only had boring sex? How do you not know what that is? It's literally the reverse of like a girl being on top. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Yeah. But you know, the view is very nice.
Well, obviously, you're staring at her ass. And you have to look at her face if she's ugly, but she's got a nice butt. That's all you need. I feel like if you just were, or doggy. I feel like that's why some guys like doggy a lot too, because if the girl's not that hot, their face is in a pillow. You don't have to look at them.
there's a lot of reasons doggy's fun for guys.
Why?
Okay.
You gotta answer it now.
All right. Well, one, it feels good. Two, it looks good. And I'd say three, I mean, if you're one of those guys that kind of likes the more like degrading sex. Like,
you think doggy's degrading?
Depends. Because you can like push their face down into the pillow and slap their ass and pull their hair and all this other. You can start getting a little rougher with somebody without actually doing like fucking someone up at all. Like some people when like choke, like they don't know how to choke. People like pass out.
If you hit the
be an issue with doggy style.
This is true. This is true.
It's kind of like an amateur's probably best position for an amateur.
I feel like an amateur wouldn't be they'd bust fairly quickly. No.
Well, you just said that guy lasts 4 minutes.
So. Yeah, true. But like most guys don't last that long unless.
I wouldn't start with doggy style. I know personally it feels.
So that is your favorite though.
Close to the best.
Do you have a second favorite?
So my first favorite is reverse cowgirl, I'd say, then doggy style.
Okay.
Some fun ones are bow and arrow. Bow and arrow is fun.
What the fuck is a bow and arrow?
You need a really flexible girl to do it.
Are we thinking of the same person?
I haven't done that yet, but I'd be interested in it.
How do you do that? What the fuck is a bow? Does anyone know what a bow and arrow is? What the hell do you do? How do you do that?
Okay. The girl stands on one leg and puts the other leg like all the way back.
Oh shit, yoga like shit. That. Yoga type
and
shit.
Hit from behind like bow and arrow.
Oh god, I can't even bend like that. Okay. Oh Jesus Lord.
You can't even touch your toes.
I can touch my toes. I have gotten more fuck you. I have gotten more flexible. I can absolutely touch my toes. I'm not doing that right now. Okay, that's we totally got off topic. What? Okay, so like we both have juggled or are juggling multiple people. Most likely, I will not like confirm or deny that I am juggling multiple people. So
yeah, that definitely didn't confirm or deny that.
It's fine. I'm 22. I don't have to be serious right now. Is it like bad if you're juggling multiple people? Like, do you think that's like a bad thing? Is it a good thing? Like, I mean, it's good for you.
I mean, I'd say it's good for you, but. I mean, it depends on how serious you want to be with anybody. So if you get more serious with somebody, are you dropping those people or are you just telling that person about the others?
Okay. Okay. Changing topics now. Question number four. What are your thoughts on the dating apps now in 2020? Like how people use them? Do you use them? Do you like them? Do you hate them? Have you ever used them?
I have all of them. I'm not going to lie. I have all of them. But I have never slept with anybody from Tinder or Bumble or Hinge.
I will tell you right now, you are missing out. It saves you. It's well, because it's so tough right now to meet people. So like, how do you meet people then? Like right now during like a pandemic, like what would you tell everyone? Like if you're trying to get laid, this is what I would do.
Don't be ugly. Walk into a bar. Buy someone a drink.
Okay, that's like not a bad idea. But like, okay, like I personally don't get hit on a lot of bars. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I'm ugly. There's a possibility that could be the answer.
That might be it.
Fuck you. I feel like I'm genuinely a nice person though, but it just doesn't happen. Maybe I just glare at people. How does a girl get a free drink in the bar? Like, what do they have to do? Like, what? Like, if you're walking in the bar and you see a girl, you see two hot girls, like, how do you decide which one to go for?
I typically just wait for them to come to me.
You're an asshole. Okay.
All right, let's be real. When's the last time you saw me hit on a girl at a bar ever?
Well, okay, on the Browns game, like, last weekend, I did see you go up to two blondes.
Oh, yeah. No, I did do that. I wasn't really hitting on them, though. They just looked like they didn't know anybody, so I went and said hi.
Did you buy them a drink?
No, they bought me two.
I don't understand you. Like a literal anomaly. Is that the right word? Anomaly? Enigma. You're an enigma.
I mean, you could use it.
I feel like either one would work. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, good lord. I don't know. How? Okay, so like, I guess a good question would be like for you, because you get laid a lot. Like, what advice do you have for guys to get more laid, to do better?
I mean, if you're talking to a girl at a bar, don't reference sex at all. Make them think like sex is off the table. Walk away.
So not talking about sex makes them want sex.
Exactly. And don't give them all your attention for the night. Give them a little bit of attention
and go away.
Interesting. Okay. I guess that doesn't lead to my next question. But my next question is, what qualities does a man look for in a hookup compared to what qualities does a man look for in a relationship type girl?
I would say the girls that I hook up with typically aren't going to be like girls that I would date.
Like what qualities do they have? Like what are, I guess, like what is a turnoff about them? That's why you wouldn't date them. Why do you put them in the hookup pool?
I don't want to sound like a hypocrite because I already said that I don't really care about your body count. But like, for example, has this girl also fucked any of my friends or roommates? Mm. So I don't really care.
No, I agree with that though. Like I wouldn't want to date someone that might have slept with my best friend. That would be weird.
I guess I don't really care. Like it would depend like on each circumstance with everybody. But you know, if a hookup is hooked up with a couple of my friends, I probably won't care. If that girl wants to date and I have two out of my three best friends saying, ha ha, I hit that first, ha ha ha, I fucked your girlfriend, that's gonna be in my ear for a good month or two until we get more serious in another relationship and they think they should stop saying that then.
So then what qualities do you look for in a girlfriend?
Didn't fuck my friends.
That's it? That's all your quality? That's the only one? They didn't fuck your friend? That, come on.
Nice to me. Supportive. Not fat. I don't know.
Not fat. Okay.
I'm not saying you gotta have a six pack and abs, just like, you know, take care of yourself.
I would get some hate for that. I don't fucking care.
That, no, that's fair. I mean, I wouldn't want to date a guy that's kind of chubby. Am I shallow? Slightly. But like, who isn't shallow at our age a little bit? Like, you don't, like, I don't understand, like, why people get pissed about saying, like, well, they're either hot or they're not. Like, that's what dating apps are. That's what it boils down to. When you look at someone at the bar, you're not like, oh, they have a quality personality.
There really used to be a dating app called Hot or Not. It was, like, before Tinder. It was, like, back when we were, like, 15.
That was a thing?
It's called Hot or Not.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Where are you on?
It was, like, a precursor to Tinder.
Okay, but, like, dating apps are literally just, like, hot or not, like you said. Yeah. So, like, I don't get why people get mad when, like, or, like, girls get mad at guys. Like, I have to side with a guy on this one. Like, if I'm just looking to fuck, if I'm a dude, I'm just looking to make sure you're hot. Like, that's what all I care about. Like, there is literally nothing else. And maybe they don't have a hairy vagina. But, like, other than that. Okay, yeah. Oh, that's a good question. Because I asked my other friends, how do I word this? I need to give him a nickname. Miami Man. That's what I'm going to call him. That's a good name. I'm not going to even go into why he's called that. Okay, anyways, but I asked him the other day after we had, like, hung out. I was like, does like hair on a vagina, like, does it gross you out? Because not all the time do guys shave, but it's gross if a girl doesn't. Is that like a double standard? Do you mind if there's like a little peach fuzz? Like, what?
I guess it kind of depends on where the hair is, like, and like how much.
Like, okay, so like after a few days of like not shaving, it's gonna be like a stubble almost. It's, yeah, like, it's like when a guy shaves.
Yeah, like, who cares?
Yeah. But will you go down on them?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Interesting. It's like some guys are really picky about that. Like, they want us to be clean shaven, but they're allowed to have like buzz.
Yeah, this is kind of shitty of me, but in college a couple years ago, I started going down on a girl and I got her pants off and she had this fucking thick ass bush.
No.
And I just said, you know what? I'm sorry. And I left.
You left?
I left, yeah.
Like, it was like a forest? Like George W. Bush?
Yeah. Like,
bad. I don't even think I've ever let it get that bad. Like, normally, like, I'll go like a week or two with that, but like, I've never been like, you know what, I'm just gonna let the forest run. We're just gonna fucking, like, why? I think that's gross, but I also don't like when guys are kind of hairy. Like, I don't mind a little bit, but like, if it's like, you know, like, eventually if it gets too long, it's like kind of like curls, it gets wavy, it's like a little gross. Like, I don't like
flow going.
Yeah, like, I don't care if you have stubble, but I don't want to be giving you head and hair touches my face. Like, I don't want that up in my business because, like, that's disgusting. It's pubic hair. Gross. I don't want to know where, like, I don't care. Like, you
I don't
know
where that hair's been in the last few days.
Exactly. I don't know where that's been. Okay, so what are your thoughts on not using a condom? This is not even a question. I just thought of it because we both know we fuck up. So if you are playing the field, like we do you think that, like, even like condoms, like, what are your thoughts? Like, because I know that I fucked up before. I'm sure you fucked up. Like,
well, I've never had an STD, so at this point, I'm like a little bit playing with fire every time I don't.
Fair enough.
I mean, honestly, it's always been kind of playing with fire. So, I mean, do you want your dick to burn in a few days? Do you care tonight? It's a trade-off.
I feel like alcohol also influences it too.
Yeah.
Like, that creates every single bad decision I've ever made. Alcohol has never led me down a correct path. I don't think it ever has. I don't know.
Alcohol has been known to get me in trouble from time to time.
Yeah, same. What about drunk sex, high sex? Like, what do you like more? Do you have high sex? I don't know. I feel like you're not an avid smoker.
High sex is excellent.
I don't like it. Personally, I get like dry mouth, cotton mouth, and so I can't give head because, like, I literally can't, like, it's just gross. Do you know what I mean? Drunk sex, like, girls just get really horny.
Imagine you giving someone head, it's just gross to be in general.
The unfortunate thing is that you know, so we aren't even gonna get into that. I just exposed, oh god.
You just exposed yourself.
I've already exposed myself. I mean, whoever's listening to this, whether or not I've slept with you or you want to sleep with me or I'm planning on sleeping with you, like,
I can consistently forget that happened.
Well, because it happened so long. So, okay, a little backstory. I guess I should have started off with this. Me and Tommy have been friends, I think I said that, for like 9 years. We met at a mixer in high school when we were freshmen. I don't even know. Did you ask me?
I asked you the homecoming because I didn't actually know any girls at the time.
And now we're both assholes. And that's why we're still friends. Actually, he lasted longer than my relationships. I was just talking about this with my parents, how I had a boyfriend at the time who ended up being an asshole, like, grade A asshole. And he got jealous because I went to a baseball game with Tommy and his family. And I'm like, who the fuck would I be fucking at a baseball game with his parents? And Tommy outlasted the friendship. Yeah, no. That was a rough day. That was a rough day. I remember that. And then we stopped being friends for a while. And then it kind of, like, I don't know. We just reconnected over before COVID started, kind of, right?
I think I DM'd you congrats on actually graduating, and we've just been friends since then.
We consistently FaceTime for like several months before I moved home, and then we just started hanging out, and now I feel like no time has passed though between the two of us. Excuse me, personally, I don't know, doing it. I'm trying to think about what else to ask you, because like those are my main questions, because like that's what a lot of viewers like want to talk about. I'm trying to think. Is there anything that you want to add?
Are there positions that girls like more than guys, do you think?
Oh, this is a good one. I personally do like doggy, but I also like to be degraded. So I don't know.
So as an amateur,
as a girl, who has a decent amount of experience,
decent.
I would say decent. I'd say I'm a good time. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a good time. I have not had a bad review in a long time, actually, ever. I've been told my head game is very good, so you're fucking welcome, whoever's out there.
Unless you're high.
Yeah, don't do that. But, like, majority of the time, I'm, like, fucking hammered with you at the bar, so, like, it doesn't even matter. I'm just slob on the knob, like, corn on the cob kind of vibe. That's gross. But favorite positions for a girl, I would say a lot of girls actually do, like, missionary because you can sometimes hit the clit a little bit. Or they do, like, be on top because you can rub your clit kind of, and, like, that typically works better. I know it doesn't feel as good for the guy because we're just kind of going, like, back and forth like a seesaw.
It fucking hurts, actually.
Like, it's like a seesaw.
Yeah, when you guys do that, it, like, if we have... if either person has the slightest amount of pubic hair, we get rug burned.
But I feel like it gets grossly wet too, and you're sweating because there's so much friction between the two body parts.
I'm just saying.
I know, I'm not disagreeing with you because I've definitely had like razor burn, or like it's just like itchy a little bit afterwards.
Yeah, when you wake up in the morning, you're like, I think I got crabs in the last 6 hours, but.
But I would say that was probably a good one. I don't know. It's like not most girls finish. You've gotten girls to finish just by sex, right? Yes, no.
Probably. Yeah,
you don't have they ever said they've come by sex to you?
Yeah.
Like you normally hear like the wow, amazing, yeah.
Oh yeah, when they just like when you're mid fucking, they just stop for a second.
Or they start spazzing.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're doing a job, gentlemen. Listen, most of the time girls aren't gonna finish by sex, so try harder. Fuck harder.
One of my brother's friends, I think I told you about this one. He like hooked up with a girl visiting him. And he had never like gone down on a girl before.
Oh, sweet God.
So he asked me to explain it to him.
This should be noted that Tommy has no taste or smell. And so therefore he can go down on a girl probably for hours and nothing will happen to him. So I don't know if I have any female viewers out there. Tommy is available Monday through Friday, sometimes Saturday and Sunday, except if it's a Browns game. That's it. Okay, what were you saying?
Well, I told him, well, do you know your ABCs?
That's the easiest trick in the book.
Yeah, I was like, just start tracing letters until she says keep doing that. I mean, keep doing that letter. And then I was like, just don't think you know better because you don't. Accept instructions. Do whatever she says. And if you can't breathe anymore because she's squeezing your head too hard, you're doing something right.
This is very true. I think that's a good way to end this podcast. Guys, thanks for listening. Tommy, as always, a pleasure, you know, hanging out with you. What are you going to be for Halloween? I guess I'll ask that one last question.
I'm going to be a firefighter and then a cowboy.
How can we do costumes at once?
I'm going to be a firefighter tomorrow and then a cowboy on Friday.
That'll be fun. Yeah. I'm being a witch. Real quick, I made a commitment issues shirt for my Halloween costume. It has a bunch of quotes from things that people have said either to me, I've said to them, or people have said to others, because we all know that we all have trust issues, commitment issues in this day and age, because people fucking talk mostly, and relationships are hard and people don't know how to commit. I'm pretty positive, at least I don't know how to right now. It's tough out there, guys. But Tommy, thank you for stopping by. Hopefully if you guys like this, like, that'd be great. I need to know because I wanted to test out your guys' theory about having a guy on here. Maybe Tommy will be a regular guest on my podcast if you guys like him. I guess we'll find out.
I think you should put "I definitely finished" on your shirt.
And most of the time we definitely did not. Girls are normally lying to you if they finished, like 80% of the time, hands down. I would say so, because I've been eating out before and I still don't finish because they're that bad. I don't know how you can be that bad at that. I don't know. Maybe we need a class on, like, how to eat a girl out. I don't have... Oh, wait. Oh, okay. We're almost done. Okay. Anything else to add to my listeners? Like, a little send-off?
Honestly, I have no idea.
That's really helpful. All right. God, Jesus Christ. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to One of the Bros from One of the Bros. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.